Last week, in case you missed it, this indie reporter wanted to sneak into the Super Bowl, so he told security he was late for work, got through, then went to the podium and spouted off about 9/11, and he ended his day with a nice pair of cuffs around his wrists.
Out of all the crazy people out there, he was one of the more successful crazy people.
The lesson here, 9/11.
Ooh.
Ah. In case you missed it, Scientology bought some Super Bowl ads. Got $1 million to help support our Super Bowl ad spending habits? Come be a Scientologist.
Scientology, it's a pyramid scheme. You gotta drop some coin in order to get to heaven.
In case you missed it, Death Cab for Cutie is coming to Rochester. Bassist Nick Harmer loves the Seahawks and Skittles. So he decided to show his love to the Skittle-loving whiskey-slugging Seahawk, Marshawn Lynch, and make a mural in his honor.
That is the epitome of having way too much money and way too much time on your hands.
I was thinking way too much time.
And way too many Skittles.
Yeah. Last week, Pornhub released some stats about traffic during the Super Bowl. It was down during the game, then rose significantly in the Denver area after the game.
When something horrible happens to yourself,
masturbate. Better than rioting. Just have some alone time with your favorite hand. In case you missed it, that guys need some love too. Former Steelers O-lineman Alan Faneca used to be a solid 320. Now he's cut, skinny, running marathons, and could still kick your ass. He doesn't miss football, he just misses the beer after football. Last week, in Russia, no flushing toilets, or they'll kill you. Put the paper in the basket and everything will be fine.
That reminds me of when I would go to my uncle's cottage on the lake, where it's just like, if it's brown, flush it down. If it's yellow, it's just basically, hey, if you're peeing, we just want the whole cottage to smell like human pee.
And poop with your pals at the side-by-side toilets. No gays allowed, though. They're a danger to society. In case you missed it, in Russia, BrewDog Brewing Company told Putin in his anti-gay ways to shove it. Have a, hello, my name is Vladimir Beer. And you can see Putin looking his best with thick lipstick and eyeshadow.
Hey, Russia, stick it.
All proceeds go to charity to help oppressed minorities. Last week, in Russia, Olympians like to bang. A lot. The IOC handed out over 100,000 condoms to the athletes in the village. They can give them to you, but only you can put it on.
You're like my health teacher.
2,800 athletes, 35 condoms apiece, 16 days of action. That's a lot of humping. Last week, in case you missed it, Rocky drank eggs and porn stars drank something else, but boxer Manny Pacquiao eats aborted duck fetus for his protein fix.
And then you're eating out of the shell, kind of like a Cadbury egg.
Ooh, delicious.
I love Cadbury eggs.
It's called Baloo, and it's a delicacy. Don't knock it till you try it.
Maybe that's why he's only 110 pounds.
In case you missed it, and you're a fatty, go to the World Cup in Rio de Janeiro and score a seat 2 times the size of a regular one. If your body mass index is over 30, then get a free regular size seat for your not-so-fat friend.
Well, this guy will eat triple, so give him 2 seats.
But fat people don't even play soccer. My name is Smalls, and in case you missed it, check out Gratuitous Sports every weekday at 6:15 on 94.1 The Zone, Rochester's new rock alternative.